Come on. I know go to school.
Today?
Yes.
Tomorrow you do.
Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, it's because I was telling the lady that was helping me that I got an email saying that something about a subscription. So when I went to my account, it said that they had taken out 59.89. But I was telling her that I didn't order anything, and she was telling me that it started with a survey, and I told her that no, that I didn't take a survey.
Okay.
So she told me that we had to do it as a fraud, and I said that was fine.
Okay, and just to be sure that this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and address for me?
Rebecca Lujan, 14781 Desert Loop, El Paso, Texas, 79938.
Thank you, and it shows that you have an account with our Bites Hub where there was a survey did for a mixer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was telling me that.
Okay, so you don't recall doing a survey for a mixer?
No.
This could have came from Walmart, Amazon, Costco, AT&T. Okay, could you verify your email address?
LujanRebecca6@gmail.com.
Okay, ma'am, so your name, your shipping address, your email, and the phone number you called in on all matches to this account. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you don't recall doing a survey for a mixer. You could have said where you just paid shipping and handling.
I'm trying to remember. Wait, don't step on that thing. Did you pick it up?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I had to work that.
No, not that I remember.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have placed this order, then we can move forward with that fraud investigation.
Okay, hold on. What did you say it was for?
A mixer.
It's because I'm trying to see right here. You know what? I think it was a mixer. I did take the survey.
Okay, ma'am. So when you did the survey, in the terms and conditions, it did state that it will also be enrolling you in our meal plan. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy, and that is what enters your name in the contest to win the gift.
Oh.
Now, the account has been canceled, and this does prevent all future charges. And as a courtesy, I will go ahead and issue you a $55 refund. You should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Let me write it down real quick. C as in Charlie.
9207. 9207. Okay. 98. Mhm. 924.
924. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I could do for you?
Well, no. It's been canceled, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then another thing. Well, the. So you will deposit back night. You will refund me night. $55.
Correct.
Okay, that's fine. And I'm sorry about this. I completely forgot about the mixture.
Oh, you're fine.
Right now, that you said about Walmart or Amazon, I said I did take a survey of a mixture. Okay, no, I'm so sorry about that.
You're fine, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much, and I'm really sorry.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.